podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Exploring the Hurdles of Preparation, where we'll talk about the different running events in track and the conditioning it takes to train for them. So let's get started. Hi, guys. Welcome back to episode 4 of World of Track. Now, for today's episode, we will be talking about relays. And I know I mentioned in the past episodes a little bit about relays, but today we will go into depth on, like, what kind of relays there are and just the ones that I've run. Now, starting off with what it takes to qualify for a relay, it's pretty obvious. I'm just going to explain what a relay is really quick. The relays in track are like the 4x4, the 4x1. It's basically the team part of like track. Like, you guys are all working together to get a really low time in like running one lap or running a mile. Like, the 4x4 is where each person runs one lap. So there's four people in a team and there's a baton and you pass the baton off every lap. And then the 4x1 is the same thing as that, except instead of running a lap, you're only running 100 meters. So on the track, there's 400 meters. And so four people just run 100 meters of that. And to qualify for that, you just have to be the top four fastest people on your team. The 4x4 for my school, and I'm pretty sure for most schools, is such a really like exciting race. Even the coaches are like super excited. But I remember always loving to run like the 4x4. Instead of the 400, because the 400 was just so much more stressful. And yes, the 4x4 is really stressful because you don't want to like be the reason that your team loses, but it definitely, like, the adrenaline is so much more, there's so much more adrenaline for the 4x4 than the 400, because everyone is watching you. Like, yes, some people are watching you for the 400, but it's not as exciting because you're working with the team. Now, the 4x1 race is the very first race of the meet, so it wasn't as exciting, probably because it wasn't as long. Usually, like, good 4x4 times, or like the average, is 50 seconds, and it's just really short compared to the 4x4, because the 4x4 is usually like 4 minutes, and then the 4x1 is just 50 seconds. So that's why it's the very first race of the meet, and then the 4x4 is the last one. I don't know if it's this way for college, but it was this way for high school, so I'm assuming that it would be the same, but then again, like, I'm not sure, because the 300 hurdles, and then there's 400 hurdles in college, so. Now, to train for the 4x4 is the same. It's no different than training for the 400, because it's the same amount, it's the same distance. Just working with your team now, there's a certain way to hand off the baton. Instead of just looking back and running, you're kind of going to do like a little, I don't want to say shuffle, like a skip almost, but you're facing, your chest is facing the field. So if you can kind of like picture that in your head, like, your chest is facing the field, your hands are kind of, your left hand is out, spread out, reaching for the baton, and your feet are just kind of like shuffling. So you're kind of like doing a little jog and running at the same time, just waiting for the baton to come. And then once you get it, you just like take off. That's what it is for the 4x4. For the 4x1, it is so much harder. Like, even professionals who race the 4x1 still drop the baton. It's just a really hard handoff to master, since it's really, like, you're running really, really, really fast. Versus the 4x1, where you can kind of slow down a little bit. You're still running fast, but it's more like of an endurance thing, and then the 4x1 is just all speed. So there's a technique to it where you're kind of like starting down and your hand is out right behind you. You don't look back at all. So this is why it's tricky and people drop it, because the person behind you needs to make sure that they put it in your hand and you're like fully gripping onto it before you start running, or else many people have dropped it before. And it just sucks because once you drop it, you're disqualified. It can maybe like, let's say you put it in their hand and they accidentally let it go, but then you catch it right before it hits the floor. That's okay, but it will cost you time. And you're trying to just do a handoff as smoothly as possible. So the only thing is that if the baton does touch to the ground, then you're disqualified. So the first leg, the first person who runs the lap, they start off at a number. So they're staggered. And they start off like a normal 400. Then the second person is waiting in like a kind of staggered form. So when the second person grabs a baton, after the first 100, they don't have to stay in the lane anymore that they were, that they're team is originally running, and they can break off and run into lanes 1 and 2. So for me, I didn't know that, so instead of just breaking off and running into like a closer lane, because we were like in lane 4, I believe, I just stayed running in lane 4 the whole time. So I ran so much further than everyone else, and it slowed me down a lot. Like, I was really tired at the end, and I was like, why am I so tired? Like, I run 400s all the time, but I was actually running like maybe like not a 500, but I would say like a 450, just because it was further than everyone else. But we just laughed about it and it was okay. Like, we still did really good. That's just one mistake that people could make. And after the second leg goes, the third leg just waits. So whoever comes around the corner on the last 100 meters of the track, so like whoever finishes up 300 meters first, the person, their team gets to wait closest to the track first. So like they're all in a line, and the person who comes around first, their teammate gets to be in lane 1, and they just wait for the baton to come. So those are the two main relays that are in every track meet. Some other relays are, there's the mixed 4x4, which means there's the girls and the guys run them. So there's 2 guys, 2 girls, and that's only in the Olympics. And then I want to say there is a 4x1 that's mixed, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure if there's a 4x4, then there would be a 4x1. Another relay is the hurdle relay. I've talked about that in the first episode. And then there's like all kinds of relays, but these are just the ones that I'm thinking of from the top of my head. There's another one called the big man relay, which is so funny to watch. I think I've seen this relay like twice, because it's not really common, but sometimes track meets will have them. The big man relay is basically when the throwers do the 4x1. It's just the same distance and everything, but it's just, this isn't their event. So it's just funny to see them run it, because throwers never really run. And so like, if you have athletic throwers that are like, that kind of run sometimes, then your teams will do good. But our throwers at our high school, they were just throwers. Like, they didn't run and nothing. So it was just really funny to see them run it when we did have it. And another relay would be the pole vault relay, which I've never seen, but I've seen it, that it is a real thing online. It's when you like hand off the pole vault pole, and it's so funny because I watched the video on it. They just run around with a giant stick in their hand, and they look absolutely crazy, but it looks really, really, really fun. And then some more relays would be the 4x8, the 4x mile, then they do some 200, someone runs a 200, someone runs a 400, someone runs a mile, and then someone runs a 100. So it's like, these are also called mixed relays, but instead of it being mixed genders, it's just mixed events, which is really cool because as a sprinter, you don't normally get to work with the distance kids. So this event really brings like the team together. And I just really liked watching some of my teammates run it because it just showed like the teamwork between them. It just showed how track really can be a team because we're all working together to get like to beat the other team, even though we run different events, which I thought was really cool. So it's really nice just to see how the fastest 200 person runs with the fastest miler because they're completely different events. I've seen this relay like 4 times, not that many. But every time I did see it, I always just thought like, oh my gosh, like you could so tell who's winning because let's say the 400 meter person went first. Then all of a sudden, like the pace would completely change because then the person running the mile would be next. And it was just awesome to just watch them race that and work together. Now switching over to talking about pro athletes in the Olympics who run the 4x4. The 4x4 is probably my favorite event to watch in the Olympics because I love watching all my favorite 400 meter runners. So like you have Sydney McLaughlin, she runs the 400 hurdles. So of course they're going to have a 400 hurdler in the 4x4 because her time like in hurdles alone is faster than more than half of the women who run the 400 meters without any hurdles. So this year she was the anchor. The anchor is the fourth leg of the 4x4. And I'll talk about that after. But she was the anchor in the relay this year. And I love seeing her work with all the other women. I think there's Abby Steiner too. Abby Steiner, she runs a 200. She's a 200 meter runner and a 100 meter runner. But she just did so well in the 4x4, which I was really impressed. Then there's Allison Felix. She is a 400 runner, but she has been running for so long, and she is just still up there. Like, she is one of the best. So it was just awesome seeing her. I just liked seeing them working together as a team, because usually they're all just racing against each other. So to see them, like, working together to beat another country, it's just really exciting for me. Because once they pass the baton off, I just want to see, like, how they'll do since they aren't competing against each other. So, like I said, maybe some of you guys might not know, but the anchor for the 4x4 means it's the last person to run it. So, it's, like, the fourth leg. And the fourth leg is the hardest leg to run because if they're behind, like, let's say the third leg just finished running and they are seconds behind winning. The fourth leg is the fastest one. So that's when they go all, like they give the baton to the fourth leg and the fourth leg just like carries the group to victory. It all depends on the fourth leg. Like yes, first, second, third all matters, but just that final finish is what really, really counts. And to see them push and help out the team. And so if the third leg if the team is ever losing and it just reaches the fourth leg is always going to be the fastest one. So the race is never really over until you see the fourth leg get the baton because the fourth leg for one team could be so much faster than the other team. And to see them really, like, battle it out is just my favorite part of the race, the end. So, thank you guys for listening. That was all for today's fourth episode on relays. And, yeah.